Hey guys, welcome to another episode of The Mess Mixologist, and it's a really exciting one this week. We have got the inventor of the world famous porn star martini, Douglas Ankara, on and interviewing today. Developed in 2002 at the Townhouse in Knightsbridge, London, UK, it's now become a global phenomenon. Let's chat to Douglas, and then I'm going to go on to nervously recreate his cocktail afterwards. See you in a bit. Hey guys, welcome to The Mess Mixologist, and as mentioned previously, I'm extremely excited to have Douglas Ankara with us today, the inventor of the world famous porn star martini. Welcome to the show, Douglas.
It's a pleasure, Ben. Great to have me on your show. I really love it. Thank you.
Thanks for coming on. So, within the bartender and mixology scene, I mean, you're extremely famous guy. Your cocktail's extremely famous globally. But for those that don't know you and know that you're the inventor of it, tell us a bit more about you, where it came from, and what was the kind of reason behind inventing it?
Well, the porn star martini was created in a bar that I had called the Townhouse in 2002. I recall that day very, very, very well. Because, you know, trying to create a cocktail, if you're so surprised, it's not easy. You know, you've got to have a concept, you've got to have a vessel, you've got to have a story behind any drink that you create as a mixologist. Yeah. So I used to go to a strip club in Cape Town when I was writing my book. Yeah. So when I came back, anyway, but the strip club that I went to was called Mavericks in Cape Town. Okay. So when I got to London, released my book, at that time I was opening a bar called The Townhouse, one of my bars called Townhouse in Knightsbridge. Yep. So when I created a cocktail, I wanted a cocktail that was kind of provoking, that young people could drink it and also not offend their elders. The porn star martini has got two names. It's called the Maverick Martini after that strip club Mavericks in Cape Town. And it's called the porn star martini if you're young, you're confident, you're daring, you don't care what you say. You know. But unfortunately, Maverick didn't take off. The name didn't take off. And Porn Star became a huge hit in my bars, you know, in SB3, and it traveled throughout the UK now globally. So I'm very proud. But the Porn Star Martini has three or four things going for it. One is the name.
Yep.
Two is the serve, the theatre, and the ritual. Like any other drink, when it's done well, it could be amazing. You know, it could be really good. But you've got to make it the way I created it. Unfortunately, a lot of bars tend not to do that. They take a shortcut. For example,
so not. I mean, that's one thing that I kind of get quite annoyed at in the market that I'm in specifically, which is gin. But it was something that I wanted to talk to you about. So, as the inventor of the drink and someone who knows what it should taste like, you know, knows how it should be served. What are your views on the plethora of cheap, in my opinion, cheap, nasty rip-offs of your drink?
You know what? Ever so grateful that drink is very famous, you know. But if you're going to copy me in style, you know, don't bastardize it, you know. And there are, I've tasted so many of them from M&S to everyone. And honestly speaking, as a mixologist, someone who knows how to make drinks and create drinks, I've actually forced off this company. I've actually forced off the public buying into this rubbish, horrible, nasty drinks, you know. Yeah. Because it's written porn star, they'll go and buy it, you know. But there's some really, really bad copies out there. You know, that's why I brought out, you know, my two variants, you know.
I mean, I want to go on to talk about those as well, because both are exciting in themselves too. Let's take a step back. The champagne on the side.
Yeah.
Are you supposed to drink it before, after, or does it go in the drink?
Buddy, I'm glad you brought this up.
Yeah.
It's a debate of many, many. Even I can sleep at home in the morning at 3 o'clock in the morning. So ask, oh, Doug, do we put the champagne in or the Prosecco in? First and foremost, Ben, it's not Prosecco. I'm glad you said it's champagne. It's Charlie all the way. It's champagne all the way, you know. You're not supposed to drink or pour the champagne into the finished drink. What you do, I'll show you the way you make it. I'll show you how to make it properly in a minute.
Yeah.
But you also have a champagne as a palate cleanser, not in a shot. So you drink the martini, but once in a while, you have the champagne as a kind of as a palate cleanser, revert back to the martini. Then you know you carry on that way. But no way that you know you pour the champagne into the martini glass onto the finished article.
So I suppose you're using champagne because it's nice and dry against the slight sweetness of the martini. If you go Prosecco, it's just sweet and sweet.
Well, there's some good Proseccos out there, one. And number two, Pornstar is very classy, really. You know, it was picked in nice drinks. You know, there's this history, a story, and a journey behind it. You know, like many other drinks, you know, when I invented it, not many bars were doing champagne by the glass. You know, their cheapest option was basically Prosecco. So Pornstar kind of changed the game for Prosecco, really. Yeah. You know, 20 years ago, a lot of bars, a lot of restaurants were not carrying Prosecco. They were just drinking champagne. And they could not afford champagne as a side shot. You know, so in a way, Pornstar elevated the name of Prosecco, I believe. And I think if you think about it, really, 20 years ago, when you were like 5 years old, you know.
Yeah, no, it's scary.
But no one was really drinking Prosecco that way, you know.
I think we need I interviewed a girl called Becky Milton a couple of weeks ago, and she's got she wants to start a campaign about flat glasses of Prosecco being served in bars. And I think she'd be good to get onto the cause to make sure that champagne's served with the porn star from now on.
I mean, I love champagne. I should drink a bottle of champagne every day, and a shot of Baileys in my cappuccino coffee. Yeah, first thing you get up in the morning, get to work. That's when you get very creative, Ben. You know, drink in the morning.
Right, I need to change my lifestyle, I think, to get a bit more creative. And on, how did you get into mixology and bartending originally?
Right, I know I'm a bit gray and showing my age a little bit there. I started about 35 years ago. You know, it was the last thing I wanted to do, serve people. I thought, wow, people do that, you know. But, you know, I met a guy when I was a busboy in Hard Rock. I was very fortunate. One day I was walking through Hyde Park, I was about 17, and I saw a queue of beautiful girls queuing up to get into this restaurant. I thought, my God, what's that? So I went there and asked for a job. They asked me, when do you start? Well, I can start tonight. So they asked me to come out the following day, and I became a busboy. That's my entrance into the game.
A queue of beautiful women brought you into the bartending and mixology world?
Of course. What can I say?
What an entrance. So obviously you've got ridiculously famous in the industry. You're working as a consultant now to bars, restaurants, nightclubs. What's the most exciting project you'd say you've worked on?
You know, for me, I hate to kind of drop names, but I love the stuff that I was involved in. You know, Townhouse was pretty special to me. The Lab Bar was incredible. You know, Lab Bar was the bar for 17 years. That kind of paved the way to mixology, not just Lab, but a few other bars like Shea and people like that, you know, kind of paved the way to into what we enjoy and love today, you know. But I love the bars that I was involved in, you know. But I've been involved in so many, many bars, you know.
And I read a quote from you in kind of my research, and it said that whatever your budget is, double it. Is that good advice for everybody?
Of course. Honestly, if you're gonna go on a date with a girl, you've got £100, make it £200. A cap fare there, a cap fare that, you know. So you need to have, you know, you need to do that. You need to have money to, you know, to do things properly, you know.
Yeah. Okay, so on to the first, your newest product. Incredible Pornstar Martini kits.
Right, this is the original Pornstar Martini kit.
Curated by you, inside, so they arrive beautifully packaged. I've got a video that I'm going to put onto our reels. I'm going to get my apprentice to help me because she's better with the technology than I am.
Of course.
But it comes, let me try and get it on the camera, with a beautiful note from you.
Thank you. On a great paper.
And then inside the instructions there.
For iconography, yeah. Very much so.
And then look at the kit inside. So you've got the vanilla Grey Goose.
Well, so the kind people at Bacardi Martini gave me some Grey Goose de Vanille, which I love. You know, the original Pornstar was created with a different vodka, but Grey Goose was ever so kind. So Grey Goose La Vanille, a passion fruit syrup.
And is this to your recipe?
Totally. So this kit serves two people, you know.
Yep.
So the Grey Goose, the syrup, Passoa. It's only that Passoa size, the only one in the country, by the way. So it's 50 ml of Passoa, serves two people. And a homemade vanilla sugar.
You know, yeah, that, that one looks incredible. That, let me get it out. They're well packed.
Yeah, give it a quick shake before you open it. Yeah, you know, totally. So it's it comes, you know, well packed, you know, and yeah, it's looking pretty good.
So where are these available for people? Because this is an incredible gift for, I'd say, 90% of people, because everyone loves the Porn Star Martini. So where can they get hold of it?
Well, they can get hold of it on my website, which is www.originalpornstarmartini.com. Or Amazon, you know, and also Master of Malt.
You know. Okay, superb. And as well as the kit, you've got a ready to drink version as well, haven't you?
Ready, yeah. I have the P-Star. So what I've done is that I took the porn off to be more commercial. So yep. I took the porn off, you know, so it's done. P-Star Passion Fruit Liqueur. So this is a cocktail ready to serve, and virtually quick serve, events, gifting, parties, and most of all, rooftop bars. A lot of rooftop bars stock with me. It's stock in Novikov, Knightsbridge, it's in Mayfair, you know, and it's well made. It's made by the guys in De Kuyper in Holland for me.
Oh, okay, nice. Yeah, they make some fantastic liqueurs over there, don't they?
They do, very much so. So it's well
I think
done.
I've got a bottle of their cherry brandy somewhere behind my bar here. Yeah? Somewhere, yeah.
Bottle, you know, but you can pick it up on Amazon and on places like that.
And you've got it. You're serving it as a spritz as well, aren't you?
Well, I think, and this time around, I made it easier, you know, for bars, homes. It's literally as a spritz. So literally, you pour 75 mil in a wine glass, top it up with Prosecco. Or champagne, or cava, or anything, you know, that is sparkling.
Awesome. Well, we're running a bar in the summer. And I think we're gonna serve this as our signature serve in Essex this year, out of our horse box.
I'm not from Essex, by the way. But the capital of the Porn Star Martini must be Essex. Really, think about it. Every Essex person has the Porn Star Martini.
What are the chances of getting you down for a guest appearance?
You got money?
Oh, I can't. Well, I'm sure we can get some.
Definitely. I can't make an appearance, definitely. But honestly, I don't care where the cocktails end up. You know, ended up, you know, I'm very proud. No matter which area, which postcode or which country, you know, not many people create a cocktail and take it to market. You know, oftentimes, drinks companies do that for you without knowing, you know.
Yeah.
And I managed to kind of, you know, save the scream just to get, you know, this out. And also get the kit out, you know.
So here's a question for you. Have you ever been served a Porn Star Martini by someone that doesn't know who you are?
Oh, yes. I can't name the bar or the person. You know, it was a bar somewhere in nothing's in Fulham, you know, and they brought a Porn Star Martini, very badly made Porn Star Martini. I was a friend of mine. She looked at me, I looked at her, and we just started laughing. You know, we drank it in a way, we just laughed. But, you know, it could have been a young guy trying to get into the industry by making that, so you can't criticize too much. She looked at me and I looked at her after a while, okay? And it happens sometimes, you know. Not every bar will have the ingredients to make it properly.
Okay, so if we flip that on its head then, where have you been or have you ever been where you've been served by and been really impressed at it coming out to you?
And I'm the most difficult person to impress, you know, honestly speaking, when it comes to drinks and certain things, I'm very anal about it. Not really, you know. I've been to some great bars, great hotel bars, but they don't make it like I'll make it, you know. I haven't been to a bar whereby, you know, and I love Porn Star Martinis, by the way, when it's made well, in a drink, though, if the drink's made well, it could be amazing, you know. Not really, you know.
Never impressed with someone who's been said, that's sad.
No, I'm difficult. I'm a difficult customer, mate.
We need the country to up its game on Porn Star Martinis in general.
Of course. I mean, it's been on Coronation Street, it's been on many, many shows, you know. And people oftentimes forget that someone came up with an idea. Someone thought about the serve. Someone thought about ingredients. Someone thought about everything. You know, it wasn't just someone that... No, it takes time to do things properly, you know, and oftentimes people will bypass you or the drink or to make it much more accessible to everyone, you know. But if you want a real deal, you know, you know that Grated Ponce Martini and also the kit and also the liqueur.
Yeah, perfect. So if you could have a porn star martini with anyone alive or dead, who would it be and why?
My God, Ben, your questions are so hard at times, mate. You know, I love and adore Sidney Poitier, the actor. He's one of my favourite artists, crossed many boundaries, you know, and I like the way, you know, I just like him. He's very, very debonair as a man. You know, I like him. I love Sidney Poitier. So he's someone I love to you know, dine or have a porn star martini with, you know, or, and Marilyn Monroe, you know, so two icons, and Martin Luther King, baby, you know, and my
I thought there'd be an attractive lady in there somewhere, considering how we got into it. I'm not surprised you kind of slid Marilyn Monroe in.
Of course, I cannot just have drinks with men, come on, mate. But on a good note, you know, if you have Sidney, Marilyn, my father, and Martin Luther King, you got, you know, and also maybe you could have a man there or Naomi Campbell, you know.
Yeah.
So we've got three girls, three guys. We could talk one to one. Great, you know. And they're all very iconic in their heydays. And I like that.
What a party that would be.
Actually, no. I also have John Lennon and Bob Marley. They are two of my biggest heroes, you know.
I mean, this has gone to who could you have it with to who wouldn't be attending. I mean, it's just going to become a huge party now.
Really? I'm so I can't name names, by the way. You're going to get in trouble. I get sued.
So what's next for you then? What's on the agenda?
They call me the passion fruit king, you know. So I've got about, I'm working on a couple of ideas. I'm working on a porn star martini, a P-star spritz canned at the moment.
Okay.
So, so hopefully by late summer, maybe early summer, it'll be out. You know, so it's porn star martini canned, ready to go, festivals, hand them out, you know, yeah.
Perfect. So I'm going to go on to make this once we're off camera. If I open it up one more time, can you talk me through, without me going through the instructions for everyone else there, what is the
perfect
way to make this drink?
Righty, who are you going to make it for, yourself or for your girlfriend, your lover, or your partner? Who are you making it for, your wife?
Making this for the apprentice in the office. It's a bank holiday tomorrow, so me and her are going to share a couple.
Right. Do you want to make it now or are you going to make it tomorrow?
I'm going to make it later this afternoon. So if I do it now, Douglas, I'll do no more work for this afternoon.
I know. So what you do is that before you start, I put 10-15 mil of water in a mixing tin before you start, or mixing glass. Okay.
Yep.
And pour the ingredients accordingly, according to the iconography. So vodka. Yeah. It's very, very simple, you know, the vodka, the syrup, the pessoa, and the homemade vanilla sugar. And sugar could be sweet, but I put it, if you make it with two people, maybe two teaspoons would be ideal.
Okay.
You know? So it's not too sweet, you know. But when you put water in the syrup, it opens up the syrup, okay? And if you shake it very, very hard, you get a froth on top.
Perfect.
You know, so you got to shake it so hard that... So go on.
I'm gonna send you a photo, but I'm worried about being really judged.
No. Don't be silly. Come on, I'm not gonna judge you. You know, I won't do that. But make sure you serve. If you're doing that, have a teaspoon so you can fish out the flesh, the passion fruit. Eat that. So the porn star martini, if you check out the iconography, you fish out the fresh passion fruit at the end.
Yeah.
Eat the fresh. Yeah. This is how you do it. So it becomes like a talking point if you're in a bar. You know, everyone be like, my God, what's he doing? What's she drinking? You know? So if you follow the iconography, it's very, very simple. But if you're shaking, make sure you use proper ice and shake well so you get the froth on top.
Yeah, right. I'm looking forward to giving that a go. So
send us the images, please, mate.
So to finish up, remind us of where we can get these and what are your social media profiles so people can give you a follow.
Excellent. Guys, please follow me to check out my escapades. Please find me on www.originalpornstarmartini.com, and my handle for Instagram is PStarLiqueurOfficial or Original PSM. So hit me up.
Awesome.
And check out my escapades.
Well, Douglas, thanks ever so much for coming on to the show. It's been enlightening and fun, and I look forward to meeting you in person once we can socialise again a bit more.
We've got about a month and a half, 2 months to go, so let's pray and make sure everything works out well.
Nice. Stay safe, mate, and I'll catch up with you soon.
And don't forget to send me the pictures, by the way. Don't cheat. Okay.
No, I'm going to send you the pictures. I'll send you the pictures. Right, I'll see you later on.
Alrighty.
Well, thank you for joining us, Douglas, and I hope everyone else enjoyed that as much as I did. I think one rule to take away from that is don't settle for bad porn star martinis, anybody. Right, so time to make the cocktail. Let me try and do it as much justice as I can. I don't think I can go too far wrong because I've got the kit. Available on Amazon.co.uk, originalpornstarmartini.com, Masters of Malt, and Jerry's in Soho, London. Let's open her up. So we've got our Grey Goose La Vanille, the Passion Fruit Puree to Douglas's recipe, Pessoa Liqueur, and his Vanilla Sugar. Right, let's put that away. We've got Douglas's instructions. I do not want to get this wrong because I promise him I'm going to send him that photo. Let's get started. 50ml of the Grey Goose vodka. Now, he specifically states we put ice in last for this. So that's what we shall do, Douglas. In it goes. 25ml of the Pessoa. Oh, smells good. 25ml of the fruit syrup. Oh, it's got a nice little label on. Let's take that off. I tell a lie, it's 50ml of the fruit syrup. We've got 2 teaspoons of the vanilla sugar. Careful with this. Oh, smells cracking. already put the ice cubes into here. In goes the ice. Lid on. It says shake for 30 seconds. I'm not going to make you wait that long. I'll shake for 30 seconds, but cut it out. And there we go, beautifully cold and shaken. Top off. Oh, it smells delicious. Right, let's strain that into our cold martini glass. The beautiful, vibrant orange colours there. There we go. Top it off with half a passion fruit. Pop that in the top, and there you've got Douglas Anchor's perfect porn star martini. Cheers, guys. Oh, that's good. A little champagne as a palate cleanser. Never mix the two. Enjoy. And we'll see you next week on the Mess Mixologist.